Hi, this is Davi. Well, I don't know. Here I am. I've been thinking about creating a podcast for so long. Like, I know that I love writing and I love sharing my thoughts or like the things that I learned through the things that I live. And like, I love sharing it and posting it in social media and stuff, but like I always feel like there's so much more I could have said, or like I could have explained more of these, or like put this thing more into detail. And so I thought like this was a way to communicate all of that, to be able to like just like explain everything and like talk in depth. And I don't know, I always thought that I wanted to start a podcast, but then, you know, there's all the other part of my brain that thought like, yeah, but what are people going to think, and what are people going to comment about it? Well, you know what? I think that if our lives were ruled by what other people are going to think or tell you, we should just like better stay in bed, because even if you're doing great or you're just doing okay or you're failing at everything you do, people are always going to have something to say. Like, no matter what it is that you're doing, people are going to have a comment to tell you. So like we need to be wise and know who we're listening to. Like, whose advice can we listen to? Who we can go for advice, but we don't need to be listening to what every single human is telling you about whatever it is that you're doing, because they don't know the whole picture. Probably they are gonna judge you without asking like, how did you get there? Or why are you doing this? Or why are you doing that? So, you know what? I guess we should just better do whatever we want without thinking what others are going to say. Because if not, yeah, as I said, we should just like stay in bed. So this is me starting a podcast because I want to share the things that I learn. Because, I don't know, I guess like we all go through so many things every single day. And if we pay attention, if we like pay close attention, we like examine everything. Like at the end of the day, if you like look back and think of like the things you did or the people you talked to or the work that you did or whatever, like if you look how you interacted with people when you went to the grocery store or things like that, you are probably gonna learn so much about those things. Maybe it's just one thing. It doesn't need to be like, oh yeah, today I learned like this and that. Maybe there is like one big lesson that you can take from that day, but there is always things that you can learn. Like I've said this for so long, like if we like, instead of always talking, we started asking the right questions and actually listen to the answers, we could learn so much from like every single person. Like every human being has lived a different life than you have, has went through different stuff, and they've learned a lot probably. And if you ask questions about those things, you're probably going to be able to learn a lot. So do that and complain less. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. That's something that has been in my mind for years now, for so long that I don't know, it's something that I always encouraging people, and I should encourage myself to do more, because I guess I don't do that every single day. Like, our days go so fast, and we're always in a hurry, and we have to do this, and we have to go there, and we have to, I don't know, accomplish things, and like, go to the gym, work out for an hour, then go back home, go to the grocery store. You just have 5 minutes, pick up this, pick up that. Like, life is just, like, so quick that when you want to realize you're already in bed and you're like, well, another day went by and I didn't even realize it. So, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes maybe it can be like, okay, I'm going to be intentional with one people today. Just one people. Like, that's my goal for today. Maybe it can be someone that is sitting next to you at the bus, or maybe it can be the person that is serving your coffee today, or maybe if you work from home and you're not going out, maybe you can call someone and just like actually ask them how they're doing and listen to their answer. And if they're doing great, ask them like, what is it that it's making you feel this way? And if it's that they're going through something else and they're sad or they're angry or they're whatever, like, just like ask them and listen to them and care about the people that surround you, because we don't know. I don't know. I guess it's just like a blessing that you get to have them in your life and that you get to interact with those people. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that the person sitting next to you at the bus is sitting there for a reason. I know that sounds like, yeah, sure, of course, maybe I'm going to be in the bus for 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be that person. Just like take one person. That can be your goal for one day. And try to be more intentional with that one person. I don't know. Well, yeah, also that is something else I wanted to say about this podcast. I don't know if I should be doing it in English. I don't know if I should be doing it in Spanish. Maybe one day I'm going to be talking in English. Y de repente voy a hablar en español. I don't know. Maybe one episode will be in English and the next one will be in Spanish. But, yep, that's who I am. I am a person that loves to communicate with both languages, even though English is not my first language at all. Like, it's actually my fourth. So, it's probably, like, I'm not going to find the right words to express myself in English always. So, I guess it might depend on the topic that I'm talking about. I don't know. We'll see. And yeah, also, I wanted to say that every single time I thought about starting a podcast, in my mind, there was like this thought of, yeah, but what are you going to talk about? Like, there's so many podcasts already. Like, what if no one listens to it? What if you fail? What if no one cares? Whatever. So many thoughts. But then I thought, well, if I don't do it, I will fail for sure. So at least I'm going to be able to say that I tried. And if this can help, not this like right now, but like this podcast can help one single person, that's going to be mission accomplished. And if it can help hundreds, that's going to be awesome too. But I don't think there's a goal of like, I want to reach like this many people listening to my podcast. Of course, that'd be great. Of course, that'd be fun. But I don't think that life works that way. Like, sometimes we just like set these huge goals for ourselves without, like, it's good to have goals, of course. It's like something that you work for and like can motivate you and like gives you purpose to wake up every single morning. But we don't need to forget about the process into achieving those goals, you know? Like, let's say I set my goal of like, I want to reach like this many like people listening to the podcast. Yeah, that can be great. That can be something that's gonna make me work hard for this and like listen to more podcasts to like know how these things work, and maybe I'm gonna be more like studying the topic that I'm gonna talk about and like, you know, those kind of things. But I want to enjoy the process of going to like getting to that goal. And if I don't reach that goal, at least I'm gonna be feeling like, at least I tried and I worked hard for it. And if it's not working, then at least it's going to be something that is going to help me. Because, you know, Just like putting yourself a little bit into context. I am 23 years old and I moved into this small, like, little town in next to the beach in the north of Spain in Asturias on my own. Like, I have a couple of friends here, like family friends, not like people my age. So, like, I like know barely anyone here. I've been here since like end of August, and the reason I got here, I will talk about it in another day. But I just got here knowing no one, and it's been I don't know, like 6 months already. I don't know. And it's been a process. It's been humbling. It's been something that has helped me a lot. Love myself and work into loving myself better, learning how to spend time with myself, you know, like not having friends and like things to do all the time and like plans and like I have to go there and I have to meet with this person. Like, the calm that came with coming here has taught me a lot of things. And I also want to share those things that I've learned, because I've been able to be more quiet and listen more. So, not like listen to like nothing, because like there was people, but like listen to like my thoughts and where my mind was going. Because, you know, when we're like surrounded by people all day and like doing stuff all day, I feel like we don't listen to our brain that much. And I feel like also we tend to like, if we have like a few minutes to spare or like a few minutes that we're on our own, we like play some music or watch a TV show. Like, I do that constantly. I find myself like, oh, I have like 5 minutes to do the dishes, then I'll play a TV show because like I need to do something while I'll do that. But, you know, you can also just like think about whatever is in your mind and like kind of analyze those thoughts, you know. So yeah, whatever, that's something that I've had to do in the past few months and that have taught me a lot, that I will probably go and talk more about this into another episode. And I don't know if it's like saying like, if you want me to talk about a certain topic, leave it in the comments. But because I don't know if there's going to be comment on whatever platform I'm going to post this on. But you can reach me on Instagram, or if you have my WhatsApp and you're listening to this, you can text me and be like, Dom, again, you talk about this. I'm also hoping to have chats with other people. Like, okay, so here it is. The name is going to be A Chat in the Attic. You've probably seen it already because there is like a logo. So I have like a little studio, like design studio / whatever. It's like my work, my life, my freelance stuff. And not on like my Instagram account. I haven't like barely, like I probably have like 2 posts and have like nothing to do with the studio. But I'm like still trying to decide how I'm gonna work with that. But yeah, I wanted to create a podcast as well with this project that is happening. And so here it is. It's gonna be Dabby Podcast, because like Dabby is the name of the studio, or like me myself, but like Dabby has enough B for my name, and like I love bees, da da da. But also the magazine I created, well, those are gonna be things I'm gonna be talking in the future, because I want this to be the intro and be like a short podcast, and it's already been like almost like 15 minutes. So yeah, I don't know. And yeah, so it's gonna be A Chat in the Attic, because I just moved like 2 days ago into an attic here. in Salinas, Asturias, and yeah, I'm expecting to have like a few friends come visit me, so they're I'm gonna like invite them if they want to like chat with me, and we're gonna create a podcast as well and like talk about things that we've been through or that person has been through. And yeah, so there's that. Also, I mentioned it, I created this magazine. It's not out yet, but I created it like a couple years ago, and it's not like I'm still working on it, and that's why it's not out. But it's just like something like this podcast that I'm like afraid of like releasing because of what are people gonna think, and what if it doesn't work. Well, we have an answer for those two questions. If it doesn't work, at least we can say we tried. And if people think whatever they want to think, they're free to think that, and we don't care about that because we know the person or like the certain people that we can go to for advice, and we listen to those people because we know them and we value what they think about us because they know us and they know our hearts. And the people that don't know us and don't know our hearts, we don't care about what they think. We can listen to what they say, but then we can decide to put those comments aside because it's not like they're not valuable, but it's just like they're not based in them knowing us and like judging from like a point of view of like, I don't know, whatever. So just like talking for so long. This is what happens when I want to post something on Instagram. And I'm like, yeah, this has been something that I've learned recently, right? And I'm like, I'm going to post it on Instagram. And I'm going to do like a little caption. And it's going to go with this photo, whatever. And then I like start writing. And I'm like, well, this is going like, this is too long. Like, people are not going to read this. And then I need to like cut it, and then I miss out parts that I wanted to post, and then I don't, and then like, so that just like happens all the time. So I guess like now, instead of doing that, I'm just gonna come here, and whenever I have something to say, I'm gonna record my voice, no matter how awkward it feels, and I'm gonna post it like as a podcast. And if someone listens to it, awesome. And if no one does, at least it's gonna help me release it from my mind, because if not, I'm gonna end up crazy because I'm an overthinker, and then I'm gonna be thinking about it all the time. So yeah, it's gonna be a way for me also to like kind of if it was my therapy, like, yeah, I live on my own, so I need people to talk, and right now it's not like I'm talking to someone, but I feel I am talking to someone, even if I'm not getting a straight answer. You can just like text me and tell me, Davi, you're weird. Yeah, I'll get that. I am, but it's fine. This is life. We are all weird in certain ways. So this is me being weird talking to my phone because I still don't have a mic. If you think I'm going to ask you, if you think this podcast can work, text me and be like, Davi, get a mic. Like, tell me, like, Davi, you need to get a mic because this is going somewhere. And if you think it's not, you can also tell me, and then I'll decide if I want to listen to your advice. But yeah. Anyway, this was like kind of an introduction, kind of me sharing some thoughts, kind of me being awkward. I don't know if I'm going to listen to the whole thing again, just like to embarrass myself even more, or I should just like post it, and then if it makes sense to someone, you can let me know. Okay, kisses from the attic. Bye. Have a great day, afternoon, night, whatever the rest of the day you've got.